Cody Shock, wow, another great day on a track you know well. What was it like, though, from round one to this one as far as prep and dirt? And obviously the direction was backwards, so you're a Paula guy. What was it like?
The prep was almost similar as to round one.
Which is not good.
No. But I will say I feel like the maintenance on it throughout the day was really good, so it was a good racetrack. It's hard here because when Paula makes like not a new layout, but they like fully redo the track, it's like the top soil gets blown off and then there's holes that form. So you gotta honestly be on your toes all day, and it keeps you honest. And with the heat today, and obviously you get fatigued and dealing with the track changes so much, like today was honestly pretty hard for me.
Was it really? Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like today was harder for me than Ironman, which is weird because Ironman, you have the humidity, which takes more out of you in a way, but out here you have dry heat. So it's two completely different like factors, but I felt like today was hard for me. So,
did you like the direction?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. I think we needed a change, honestly.
Right.
And, no, I feel like the overall, the track layout was fun. And, yeah, it was just a good day.
Man, your starts are good, man. Your starts are really good right now.
Yeah.
What's the secret sauce?
Keeping it locked in. That's what Tony tells me to do. Yeah. Keep it locked in. Yeah. So, I love starts. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things about racing. And it's never been a strong suit for me.
Right.
But lately it has been. And in this 450 class, you have to get a start because that roost sucks.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's easier when you start up front rather than start in the back.
Were you happy with your motos today?
I was overall pretty thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean,
what'd you get overall?
Seventh.
Okay.
I went 7-7 for seventh overall,
yep.
Which I was stoked because I was like, man, if I go 7-7 for like eighth.
Who was sixth then? Would have been?
I think Anstey.
Yeah, Anstey, right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, it was just a good day, honestly.
And then obviously, I think we all know the news. The team may not be around next year. Leaves you in the lurch a little bit. I'm sure with the way you're riding, you know, you're going to have people coming to you, but. It's a good way to end the season. You've got one more to go on a very, very solid season. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I got the phone call on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And after I've been announcing that I'm staying on here for next year.
Yeah.
So that threw a lot of people off. I've never been in this situation. And to me, it's very stressful because obviously that means Tony and I are probably going to be split. And which is okay. I mean, I get it. Like, it's how the sport works. It's business.
Hey, bro, I had to leave Tim Ferry once.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it happens.
And that's huge. And it's business at the end of the day, and I respect that. And honestly, I think it's going to be better for us in a way. I mean, this really shows your true character and how you can deal with the situation. And for me to ride like this today, like, it was so stressful all this week trying to figure out something and then trying to, you know, flip your hat around and say, okay, today's race day, and then after race day, then you worry about it again. So, just had to dig deep and try to keep the focus on, but...
You want to stay red, I would guess, if you can?
I would love to stay red. Everyone over at Honda, they're great to me, and I want to keep building with them, so we'll see what's available, but I just got to make phone calls and just see what's available, honestly. There's not a lot of movement in the 250 class right now, and I want to be on a 250 for Supercross.
But I feel like someone will make room for you. You've been so good. I do feel like a good team will somehow find a spot.
Yeah, I agree. I've tried making my rounds here yesterday, and it's just hard because, like, obviously I want to get on a factory team.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly willing to ride for free again.
Yeah.
Like, I just need a bike.
Yeah.
And I did it this year, practically riding for free.
Yeah.
I'll do it again just to prove myself, and I'm not gonna quit because I know I can be that guy. So we'll just keep fighting and just see what time does. So
awesome. Well said. Another great job today. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.